Lotus Audio presents A Reluctant Queen by Joan Wolfe. Read for you by Brooke Sanford. Chapter 1, 485 BC. Esther rose early, as usual. She dressed in her brown robe and over tunic, fitted her veil over her long black hair, and went out to the courtyard behind her uncle's house to begin making the day's bread. More than she and her uncle needed, because she gave some to the old women in their community every day. By the time Mordecai came into the courtyard, she had kneaded the dough and set the loaves out to rise.
"Tired, uncle?" Esther asked in a teasing tone as she saw Mordecai yawn. "The great king's feast kept you up late last night."
Mordecai smiled ruefully.
"Far later than I care to be out, chicken, but I had no choice. All of the palace staff
was invited, and the head treasurer would have noticed if I did not appear for the king's birthday."
He took a seat on the bench at the small table in the courtyard, and Esther began to assemble their breakfast. The plates contained dates and figs and slices of yesterday's bread, which Esther had warmed in the outdoor oven. She fetched cups of water from inside the house, Mordecai said the blessing over the food, and silence fell as they ate. Esther waited until her uncle had finished before she spoke again. She and her friends were all curious about the new king, Ahasuerus, who had only recently arrived in Susa, the capital of the Persian Empire.